WRPN, the music you grew up with in Ripon. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley beat out State Representative Francesca Hong in a tight race for the Democratic nomination for governor. Crowley became the party's lead candidate despite initially dropping out of the race. After relaunching his campaign, he was quickly endorsed by Governor Tony Evers. Despite that, the race was only decided by a few thousand votes. Crowley will advance to take on Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany in November in an open election that could test the limits of progressives' appeal in a critical battleground state. Tiffany easily advanced on Tuesday, defeating Andrew Mansky. Winnebago County Circuit Court Judge Scott Wolt is the target of an official judicial misconduct complaint filed by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. The complaint was filed last week. It lays out several instances where Judge Wolt is accused of, quote, willful judicial misconduct, unquote. According to the complaint, during a March 2023 interview on the Eye on Oshkosh YouTube show, he joked that when he's recognized in public, he tells people he is a, quote, sensational engineer, unquote, because he, quote, deals with society's garbage, unquote. Several allegations stem from his reelection in 2023 when he allegedly confronted several local attorneys at a local happy hour because they backed his opponent. In another instance, he's accused of berating a public defender. The complaint details several other allegations. The Judicial Commission concluded the actions constitute willful judicial misconduct. The commission has requested a 3-judge panel be appointed to recommend discipline. The state's Department of Transportation tells us about an intersection closure in New London in Wapaka County. That intersection is the south half of the intersection of State Highway 54 at County D or North Shawnee Street. It will be closed next Monday at 6 a.m. and reopened by September 14th. The north half of the intersection will be reopened the same day. There may be a short time when both sections are closed on Monday morning to facilitate the moving of the traffic control devices. State Highway 54 will remain open throughout the project. In a second community grant cycle of the year, Alliant Energy and the Alliant Energy Foundation awarded $708,599 to various causes and nonprofits across Iowa and Wisconsin. 40 communities were awarded $130,000 for improvements to emergency services. Organizations in 30 communities that provide household essentials, food assistance through food pantries, meal outreach, and delivery programs were awarded over $210,000 in grants. Nearly $90,000 was awarded to 15 communities for conservation projects. More than $255,000 in grants and scholarships were awarded to support programs that help prepare future generations for success. Scammers are now using video calls as they pose as a representative of your bank or financial firm. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Sometimes they come as cold calls. Other times they're texts asking consumers to call a provided phone number. They will tell you they need to verify the consumer's identity. They will then switch to a video call. The scammer then asks the consumer to point the camera at their computer screen while they log on to their online account or screen share on their cell phone. Michelle Reinen is the administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection.
Because of everything that's happening and how quickly this moves, a consumer may not even realize that they're exposing that information because they think they're getting help from a legitimate representative from that financial institution.
She says real bank representatives will never ask to see a consumer's password or financial numbers. Pressure to act quickly is also a red flag for a scam. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
A Ripon woman was among those honored by the state's Department of Health Services last week with awards recognizing exceptional work to prevent and reduce the impact of alcohol, commercial tobacco, and other drugs in their communities. The DHS selected the award winners from a pool of 100 nominations submitted statewide. Kelsey Adams of Ripon was honored with the Beyond the Call to Action Outstanding Substance Use Prevention Professional Award. The award recognizes a substance use prevention professional for work that engages members of their community and empowers them to live their best life. Kelsey is the Green Lake site coordinator for the Boys and Girls Club of the Tri-County area. In this role, she helps youth of all ages develop the knowledge, skills, and confidence to live substance-free. Awards were presented at the Wisconsin Substance Use Summit in Green Bay. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Before Tuesday's primary, polling had Francesca Hong as a clear favorite in the Democratic primary for governor. On election night, David Crowley, who had dropped out of the race on July 8th, then re-entered 9 days later with the endorsement of current Governor Tony Evers, held narrow leads for most of the night while totals were being reported. It wasn't until Milwaukee County's delayed reporting of over 24,000 absentee ballots that the race was called in favor of Crowley early Wednesday morning. In addition to Milwaukee County, server issues in Winnebago and Greene counties also delayed the reporting of final vote tallies well into Wednesday. Crowley will face Republican Tom Tiffany in this fall's general election. Plenty of attention was on northern Wisconsin's two contested primaries in Congressional District 7, which became an open seat when Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. Republican Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Wisconsin congressman and current Trump administration cabinet member Sean Duffy, cleared the field and will face Democrat Fred Clark. Meanwhile, in western Wisconsin, it'll be a rematch between Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden and Democrat Rebecca Cook in the state's 3rd Congressional District. The Madison police officer who shot and killed Corey Ruiz last month is being officially identified. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Kiel Badinger Peterson was injured by Ruiz with a knife during an attempted arrest on July 22nd and then fired his weapon at Ruiz. The deadly encounter led to protests at Williamson and Baldwin Streets, including an encampment that lasted until last week. Badinger Peterson has been with the Madison Police Department for more than 10 years and hasn't been involved with use of deadly force in the past. The last group of beagles at Ridgeland Farms will be out of the facility tomorrow. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says the final 155 dogs will be released from Blue Mounds, most of which are puppies believed to be just a few months old. This departure will mark the end of a mission by rescue groups to have all dogs leave Ridgeland Farms, a mission that began back in April. Big Dog Ranch Rescue mentioned it has rescued more than 2,100 beagles from the facility to date. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
A bad night for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will try to avoid the sweep in San Diego after getting clobbered last night 11-2. Kyle Harrison in one of his worst outings, giving up 8 runs on 10 hits, including 3 home runs. The Brewers wrapping up the series before heading to L.A. tomorrow to play the Dodgers. NFL, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's thinking about playing Jordan Love some tomorrow night against the Steelers. It was a year ago that Love played the Jets in a preseason game and ended up needing surgery to repair a torn ligament in his thumb.
Obviously, what happened last year sucked. It was very tough. You know, I'm glad the timeline was what it was and I was able to be good for week one, but definitely one of those things you got to take consideration going into preseason, Eric. So I think the plan is to play some limited role this week, see how it goes going forward. But that's always, you know, something that you just got to be smart when you're out there trying to avoid taking hits, things like that. But, you know, it is football.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny this morning. Scattered showers or a thundershower this afternoon with a high of 83 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of an isolated afternoon thundershower with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Rippin' News Roundup from WRPN, the music you grew up with. Find more news anytime at WRPN.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.